The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
Now, our next guests have sold 6 million books worldwide. They've just returned from Route 66 on their motorbikes. Dave Myers and Si King have lost 7 stone between them. Yes, of course, I'm talking about the Hairy Bikers.
Oh, it's a great
there you go. That's good walk on music.
It is.
Whoa, ho, ho.
Rainbow, since you've been gone. Si and Dave, good to talk to you again. It's our annual date. I love this new book.
And Thanks, Ray.
We'll explain the music in a few minutes' time. Over 100 delicious new favourites, from terrific tray bakes to roasting in tin treats. One Pot Wonders is the name of it.
Yes.
And people are going to love this because people live busy lives. So what was the inspiration for it, Si?
Well, exactly that, actually, that everybody is, you know, it's a symptom of the modern world, Ray, that everybody has is pushed for time. And what we wanted to do was create a cookbook where all the ingredients benefit from being relatively quickly cooked in one pot, and that benefited from all being in that pot together. So that's what it is, really. And it's also about the community of food, about everybody sat together down at the table, sitting, digging in and having a crack on. You know, that's what it's about.
Yeah. Placing the pot in the middle of the table and people helping themselves.
There's nothing better, is it?
No.
Nothing better.
And of course, it's all about complementary flavours, Dave, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we originally had the ideas for this book. We're on tour last year. And for 100 recipes, we reckon we need 200 one-line ideas about what recipes we want to create. So we had those 200 ideas and we whittled it down to 100. But it's got to be tasty. And as you say, the flavours need to complement one another. There's nothing freaky, you know. I mean, like looking at the sausage and bean supper. Sausage and beans have been bedmates for years.
A bit like me and you, mate.
Yeah. Right,
I mean,
yeah.
We're not bedmates, obviously.
Don't know who's sausage and who's beans.
No.
But something like that, it's simple. It's great food for the family, but it does work. And there's butternut squash in there as well instead of the potatoes. But, you know, we'd like to think that the clever recipes, they're tasty. Si says, though, they do benefit by being done in one pot. But we set ourselves, you have a chopping board, a knife, a bowl, and a cooking vessel, be it a wok or a tray. And you've got supper for the whole family. You know, tasty suppers that hopefully people will cook time and time again.
And you don't have as much washing up at the end of it.
Which is perfect, isn't it? I mean, you know, the last thing that you want to do is be faced with a sink full of dishes.
At the end of it all.
Or that moment where you go, oh, flipping Nora.
I'll do it in the morning.
Or you're just about to put them in the dishwasher and you've just realised that you haven't unloaded the dishwasher from the last time. That's irritating.
And there's a bang of fish off it.
Yeah.
Aye.
And it goes right through from breakfast to supper to dessert. There's everything in there.
Everything's possible. Soups are a particularly favourite chapter of mine. I think there's some soups and salads in there as well, which again are one pot. But say we try to think, you know, a bit clever. There was a soup we had years ago when we were filming Vacation. And in Austria, it's one of their national... It's a garlic soup. Now, if you like garlic... brilliant. If you don't like garlic, leave that one out. But we've managed to get the recipe just right. Sometimes you taste it takes a lot of work. But this one, it's minimal ingredients. It's a white soup and absolutely love it. And for the winter months, it's great, you know.
I'm going to try that, but you'd need the cooperation of your partner and all your neighbours, I'd say. <'cause you're> gonna...
No, you need that for the sausage and bean supper.
Yes.
And the kedrigy. Smoked fish and egg is going to do it to you as well.
That'll do it every time. But at least they'll have an aroma, an aromatic tinge to it all.
And they always go together, smoked fish and egg. That's a well-tested pairing.
You're right, Ray. It's just one of those things, isn't it? It's just, you know, they just sit together really well.
Yeah, it's like with the tray bakes. You've got to kind of build your tray from the bottom upwards. So say you've got your carbohydrate, you put that on the bottom so all the flavours are going to cook down. And then the protein parts will be on the top so that all the juices go there. It gets crispy on the top. And sometimes you put, say, some fresh herbs near the end. You know, there's like a little bit of program of events for feeding your tin or receptacle. But if you follow the instructions, they will work sort of fabulously well.
And you're very strict on the one pot part of it, because when it comes to the shepherd's pie, or is it cottage pie, you're not gonna boil your potatoes beforehand. What have you done instead?
No. It makes a mockery of the one pot wonder, doesn't it?
Yeah. So how do you get around that one then?
It's going back to the Lancashire hot pot.
Yes.
You know, like to me, when I was a kid, the Lancashire hot pot, it was the most perfect one pot wonder. Mm. Like the potatoes in the bottom, they cook in the stock. So it's kind of like a Boulogne potatoes. The potatoes on the top, they're the favourites. They go crispy. But the potatoes provide like a pressure cooker for the lamb. So you get all the flavour. You put black pudding in. But this in the shepherd's pie, you know, you put your potatoes. If you use a mandolin, it's great. And they're like hot pot potatoes on the top, one layer at a time, over the meat sauce, season each layer with salt and pepper, but also we put some cheese on as well.
Nice.
So there again, the potatoes are going to steam the lowest ones and cook in the meat and the gravy and the juices and the stock. So again, it's spot on, and with a bit of melted cheese. So that's how we get around doing them in a one pot.
I'm looking at your minty lamb steaks. I want to dive into that now. That's probably the most attractive picture in the book.
I think that's a good dish for spring, because you've got the baby new potatoes and all the things. There's the green veg that you associate with lamb. And I think we wrote that because, again, it's for today's real life. Every supermarket now sells lamb steaks. Mm. So you don't have to buy a leg and lamb and chop your own up. It's convenient. It's prepared. And again, that is a really simple, straightforward tray bake to make.
It looks
for
delicious.
Me, that'd be something
it
for
looks
the spring.
Delicious. Yeah.
Yeah.
How was the whole keeping the weight off going for the 2E?
It was a disaster in America, Ray.
Oh, yeah, I'd say
really
so.
Quite frank, yes.
So their portions are twice the size of ours, aren't they?
Well, it's also you know you're in receipt of food that you wouldn't ordinarily eat, because there was no love and care and attention given to it. Mm. In the majority of places, I mean, there is a deep seam of cuisine in the US that is fantastic. It's beautiful produce. Carefully produced and beautifully cared for and applied with, you know, copious lashings of love and care. But the majority of it on a daily basis in some of the hotels and motels that we were staying in was truly appalling.
So how did you get around it then?
Well, we cooked our food.
Oh, you cooked your own food?
We did a bit, and also you just kind of pick your way through. If there's an apple, you'll eat it. You know, it was that mad. But
also, we were vegetarians on the crew, and that was quite hard to cater
for. It was impossible for
you
them,
know,
wasn't
I mean, to keep the vegetarian members, we were looking for kind of fast food joints at lunchtime that they could actually eat anything. Mm. This is in the Midwest. There's awful lot. When we got to New Mexico, it got much more interesting on the food front.
Yeah, it was much better.
But most of the food, like the recipes that we picked up, they were from the migrant communities there, which have been very successful in America. But it's funny, it's the volume of food and the reliance on like really cheap carbohydrates, you know, the
not good.
Yeah,
there's a guy,
weight. I've lost it.
There's a guy
lost it since.
Finbar Fury. He's a famous Irish folk singer and banjo player, yeah. He talks about the same problem that you had when he went on the road. So he brought a slow cooker with him, and he used to make curries and everything in the hotel room.
Yeah, I know, but it's true, because when you tour as extensively as Finbar, it's really difficult.
You need to take control, don't you?
Well, you have to, because otherwise, fundamentally, you just won't. You'll end up not being very well and constantly hungry.
Yeah.
So it's the food wasn't. The food was. It was look. It was interesting, and it was interesting to see, but not particularly great to eat.
And what about the hash laced food that you encountered?
No, that was great.
Oh, that was
to be fair,
yes.
Ray. No,
foray into marijuana gastronomy. That really is a thing. In Hollywood at the moment, it's a gimmick, I think, but it was part of, you know, they're treating it very seriously with the legalized marijuana. And I hasten to add that none of the marijuana was bought at the license expense.
No, we had to flame and do it.
Right,
we bought it.
And everything, savory, hash browns, the whole lot, they're all laced with marijuana.
Well, no, it's much cleverer than that, wasn't it, Kingy?
Yeah, it was. It was there's a particular cuisine that lends itself. So what you'd have is you'd have Michelin star chefs who would be that you can hire, that you can bring into your home. They'll cook a Michelin star standard dinner for you, but they'll microdose it with THC,
right,
which is the psychoactive element of cannabis. So it's all appropriately done. It's not about getting completely off your face. It's more like, wine, if you like.
Okay.
It's more like drinking a few glasses of wine. It's that level of kind of intoxication, rather than being flat on your flat on your face.
And both of you indulged.
I was certainly nearly flat on my face.
flat on my face.
I just make you giggle, but I don't know if it added anything to the food.
Mm. And what about the munchies then? Isn't that a symptom of?
Well, which was great because you were eating it. So as you got through dinner, you're just thinking, oh, I could eat that again.
Sort of,
yes, and if you do, then you're in real trouble.
Listen, you're touring next year. I can't believe I'm saying this, but Friday 25th of September, you're in Belfast Waterfront, and Saturday 26th September, that's 2020, lads.
Yep,
you're in Dublin
year.
Olympia Theatre, and there's rumours that there might be a second Dublin date there. And the reason, yes, I play John with Rainbows since you've been gone is that you have I didn't know that these things still existed, a triple CD compilation.
Yeah, great. Well, we're really chuffed to be able to do it, and Atlantic Records, who were the record
Universal.
Label behind it, Universal, are the record label behind it. It was great when they approached us, and we just thought, oh, what a lovely thing to do. So yeah, no, it was great.
We said that actually to people still buy compilation albums. Well, yeah, apparently they do.
They
but,
do. Yeah.
But we've had a rock radio show for 5 years now, yeah, and so it's some of our favourite stuff. We put it together and you get a download so you can put it on your little phone for your car and that. Well, it's just good stuff.
And so you were in a band, weren't you?
Was it? I still am.
Oh,
I
you still
am?
Right, yeah. Right.
Okay. I'm in a band called Little Moscow and we still gig and we still play together. We've been playing together for 35 years. So,
right. So on, there's a sort of a food-related song on each CD. I spotted them.
Yeah, go on. Yeah, Def Leppard.
Pour some sugar on me. Okay, yeah, right.
Yeah.
American Pie.
Yeah. And then you're wondering, what's the third one?
No, it's not that.
Ram Jam.
It's Cherry Pie, Warren.
Oh, Cherry Pie. God, I missed
that. You missed that one.
But that
one,
was Ram
Ray.
Ram Jam, you see.
Ram Jam.
Cherry Pie.
Cherry
really
Pie. Okay, I missed that one.
That's because we're food obsessed, Ray.
Yeah.
It's by happenstance rather than design.
What a brilliant. So where do you do the rock show?
We do it out of the Bower Studios in Golden Square.
Yeah, it's on Planet Rock on
right.
Sunday mornings.
Right, brilliant.
We've been 5 years now.
Okay, so final question then. What's your current comfort food, Si? What's sort of do you like eating at the moment that's easy?
Oh, well, I tell you what I'm just about to do, because I haven't been home for a while, so I'm just about to go and buy some oxtail, because we've got an oxtail stew recipe in that. And I remember when Dave and I were kind of testing the recipes on it, I remember thinking, flipping heck, as soon as I get home, I'm going to cook that.
Right.
And that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Oxtail stew on the menu.
Oxtail stew on the menu for me.
What about
yeah,
you,
the one
Dave?
I've got an obsession with it. It's called Uzbek plov. And it's from Uzbekistan. It is in the book, but what we put so people can go, I'm not going to cook Uzbek plov. We just put lamb and rice to you.
Right.
It's a lamb and rice dish, all in one, with lamb neck fillet, onions, carrots, cumin, coriander, stock, but you serve it with big gherkins and pickled green chilies. It's just a brilliant one-pot rice dish.
So lovely.
And I just like saying Uzbek plov.
Yeah, and they're also inviting and coming into the dark evenings now and the cold days. You just want a one-pot wonder, don't you?
You do.
You do.
Listen, talk to you next year.
Cheers, Ray.
See you then.
Si King, Dave Myers, the Hairy Bikers, One Putt Wonders is in shops now. So too is their 3-CD rock compilation. See you, lads. Bye.
See you.
Bye-bye, Ray.
Ta-ra, mate.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.